Brenham High School Cubhead Basketball. Brenham High School Basketball is on the air tonight. So the Brenham Cubettes against Magnolia is brought to you by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. We'll go right to our host, Doug Brown, with tonight's pregame show after these sports friends.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planner. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Scavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service
Brenham
Station,
Heritage
Brenham's
Museum.
Favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to the Navasota High School Gymnasium, where it is a play-in game between the Brenham Cubettes and the Magnolia Lady Bulldogs. Doug Brown with you here on this Friday evening. So glad you could be here with us, as it's an important night because these two teams finished tied for fourth place in District 21-5A. Both teams identical 7-7 records, and so the play-in game was necessary. The winner goes into the playoffs, as the number four seed loser tonight will go home. And for the Cubettes, they come in this one 19-17 overall on the season. And Magnolia 10-17 overall on the year. And so it's going to be a good matchup. Magnolia's actually, they played each other twice, and Magnolia won both of the regular season matchups. Still get the playoff matchup or play-in game here tonight with the tie on the season. And before we get in, I want to thank Coach Tommy Gates and good folks here at Navasota for helping us get set up here tonight. And should be a great ball game here. You got two good teams that are no strangers to each other, so it's just who is going to go out, who is going to execute and take care of business tonight. And for especially the seniors on this Brenham Cubette roster, a special night for them, because especially you look at young Hallie Shield. She has been on the varsity 4 years and has not yet had a playoff game for basketball. She, of course, had some playoff games for softball, but you'd like to see her as well as these other seniors, Aaliyah Wolf, Jada Wright, as well as Jade Powell and Malia Osby, get to go out with at least one playoff game under their belt. And hopefully the drought can end tonight. But we've got a lot more to come here on the pregame. We're first going to send you back to the studios. And let's hear 2 minutes from the Brenham Sports Friends.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham voted Reader's Choice Best Pizza and Wings in the area. Located on Highway 290 West next to Flamingo Ranch.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Visit Glasgow Stone and Landscape Supply for all of your stone, landscape, and plant supplies. Located on Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegger Toyota. 1515 Highway 290 West and at TegerToyota.com.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Hall Wright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's family fun pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
All right, back we go as the countdown is on to the start of tonight's game between the Brenham Cubettes and the Magnolia Lady Bulldogs. Then we go back and take a look at the standings for District 21-5A and how they finished up this season. And it was Lake Creek. They ended up the district champions. They were 12-2, the final there. Also, Montgomery was second place at 11-3. Magnolia West finished up in third place at 9-5. And now, as we said, the fourth place, Magnolia and Brenham tied 7-7. And then bringing up the rear for the district, it was Rudder in sixth place at 5-8. A&M consolidated in seventh with a 3-11 district record. And College Station finished in eighth place with a 2-12 district record. And so very competitive district. And now the winner of this game tonight, they go into the playoffs, which that first playoff game will be sometime next week, either Monday or Tuesday night, against Colleen Chaparral, who are the district champions out of District 22-5A. And that information, not said, of course, they're waiting on whoever wins this matchup tonight between Brenham and Magnolia. Right now, both teams warming up on the court here in Navasota. Referees are here, and we are just about ready to get this one underway. And also want to make mention, we want to wish best of luck to the Burton Lady Panthers this evening. They're about ready to get started with their playoff game. They're going to be facing Iola tonight, and the winner of that one will, because both of those teams finished tied for third, so the winner of that game goes in the playoffs as the number three seed. The loser will go in as the number four seed, and that game right now is being played tonight at six, starting at 6 o'clock, same time as ours, and they're over at Hearn High School, which is actually the same place those two teams faced off last year in a one game playoff as they finished tied. And so, to the Burton crew, absolutely wish them the best of luck, and hopefully they can pull out a W this year. Meantime, we're right here with the Brenham Cubettes as they are getting ready to take on Magnolia for the third time this year. And we're glad to be with you tonight to bring that to you. Also, want to wish best of Brenham Cub basketball. They're back at home tonight. They've got their seniors' night game taking on Magnolia. And for the Cubs, recognizing three outgoing seniors, Braylon Ragston, along with Diego Estrada and Jamari Kelly. And Cubs have got tonight and then against College Station on Tuesday night, and that'll be in College Station. But the Cubs can possibly clinch tonight if Brenham wins and Montgomery gets a victory tonight. Then the Cubs will be into the playoffs, and that'll be the first time in, I think we went back and looked, it was like 6 years since the last time they made the playoffs. So that would be good, especially under first-year coach Colby Andrews there. And he's really, you can't say enough about him. He's turned the program completely around for the guys. Meanwhile, Coach Daniel Zika in his second year as the head coach of the Cubettes tonight, looking to get the team to the playoffs for the first time this evening. And we're just about ready for the national anthem and the player introductions. But first, let's go ahead and send you back to the studios one more time, and let's hear another 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
Dahlman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road, protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe & Bakery, 4355 U.S. 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Here we go. We are back at the Navasota High School gym, ready for this playoff game, or I should say, I guess, play-in game. Yeah, let's go up for the official introduction.
What's so wrong?
in, and that is how it's done. The national anthem and the player introductions, and we are ready to go. Cubettes dressed down in the home, since the home team tonight, they're in their white home jerseys with green letters and numbers. Magnolia dressed down in their typical maroon and white. We're not too far from Aggie country, so they ought to feel pretty well at home here. Yeah. And meanwhile, the lineups are ready, and it's going to be Landry Pitcock jumping center with Jade Powell. As you look left to right at your radio dial, the Cubettes will be going left to right. Or as you look at your radio dial, Cubettes will be going left to right. Magnolia will be going right to left. You can feel the electricity in the building here. And here we go with the opening tip-off. And Magnolia will win the opening tip. It is Mallory with the basketball. Top of the key being guarded by Shield. Over to the right side to Salas. Salas trying to go inside, and missing the shot is Pitcock. And here come the Cubettes with their first possession of the game. Yasmin Gaines with the basketball. And she was going to Seal, and Seal is going to, the ball's going to be knocked out of bounds. Well, they're going to, that looked like a foul to me, but they're going to say that it went off of Seal, and so Emma Rowan will bring the basketball up the court for Magnolia. And over to Mallory. Mallory passes back out. And driving the lane is Rowan, and a shot blocked by Antiana Lang. And Gaines with the basketball, gives over to Shield. Shield being guarded by Mallory. We're a minute in. Neither team's got on the scoreboard yet. Shield drives, puts the shot up, misses. And a rebound by Rowan. Rowan bringing the ball up the court. Pass the ball off to Salas. Now back to Rowan. Rowan going inside. And now back outside to Salas. Rowan puts up a shot as partially deflected. And Lang comes down with a loose ball. And up ahead goes Shield. Shield drives the lane, lays it up, misses the shot. But it's going to be a foul call, and Shield will go to the line to shoot two. And I believe that foul was called on Lizzie Mallory. That'll be her first. And so Shield at the free throw line. And hits the first one. And the Cubettes are on the board. And hits them both. And the Cubettes take the early 2-0 lead with 6.5 minutes left to play here in the first quarter. They play 4 8-minute quarters. And up ahead, back the other way goes Rowan. Rowan puts up a shot, misses. Loose ball on court. Gaines comes down with it, and it's Cubette basketball over to Shield. Shield drives, Gives it over to Lang. Lang puts up a shot, misses, in a rebound by Pitcock. She'll get it over to Rowan. Rowan drives the lane, and we're going to get a whistle. And that is going to be against the Cubettes. Didn't see who the foul was called upon, but it was a non-shooting foul. And Magnolia misses the shot. So back the other way comes the Cubettes. And Shield puts it up and in for two. Alice Shield now with 4 points. And the Cubettes lead it 4-0. 5:40 left to play here in the first quarter. Rowan bringing the basketball up the court. We'll give it over to Crawford. Now over to Mowry. Back to Rowan. And over to Crawford. Crawford drives, puts up a shot, misses. And rebound by the Cubettes. And Steele wants to bring it up the court. Drives, puts up a shot, misses. And out of bounds. Hit off of Jay Powell, is going for the rebound. And knocked it out of bounds. So it'll be Magnolia basketball. Anna Crawford with the inbounds pass to Emma Rowan. Back to Crawford. Got 5 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Cubettes lead it 4-0. And they will work it around over to Rowan. And back out top to Crawford. And we're going to get a foul call. Shield, they're going to call that on Shield. She was the one who got knocked down. And foul on Hallie Shield, that'll be her first. And Crawford with the basketball from Magnolia. And over to Salas, back to Pitcock. Pitcock to Mowry. Mowry drives and passes the ball back out. Rowan puts up the jumper, misses, and a long rebound goes to Mowry. And we got a loose ball on the court, and that's going to be a foul on the Cubettes. And I think that was on Jade Powell. And for Jade, that'll be her second. Or was that on the, that was on Yasmin Gate. Well, and inbounds pass to Pitcock, and Pitcock got it up and in for two. And so it's 4-2 now, as Shield brings the basketball up. Game just checked out. Carmen McWilliams in the game now for the Cubettes. Give it over to McWilliams. Got to fire up a three, misses. And Cubettes couldn't come away with a rebound. Janiyah Mathis in there as well. Up ahead goes Magnolia. And it's Salas up and in for two. And we're tied 4-4. We have 3:45 left to go here in the first quarter of this play-in game. Shield top of the key. Being guarded by Rowan. Looking for an opening. Going to put up the jumper. Up and in for two. Alice Shield with 6 points. And the Cubettes retake the lead. Rowan bringing the ball up the court for Magnolia. Fakes to the right, now drives back the other way, lays it up, misses. And a rebound by Mathis. And we're going to get a whistle on the court. And this one called against Magnolia. Unfortunately, with the way the scoreboard is situated, the scoreboard where it has who made the fouls call is on the opposite end, but we can't see it. And that one, no doubter, that one's going to be on Michelle Salas. That one happened right in front of us, fouling Shield. And so Cubettes will take it in from the sideline. And going inside to Powell. Jake drives it up, puts up the shot, and misses. And the referee's going to call her for traveling. It's one of those, yeah, she did, but it's one of those I've seen a lot worse that aren't called. as we dip down under 3 minutes left to play here in the first quarter. Cubs lead it 6-4 over Magnolia. Magnolia with the basketball. It's Anna Crawford looking for an open teammate. Good defense by the Cubs, keeping everybody covered. And so Crawford drives, passes the ball out to Pitcock. Pitcock puts it up, misses. And loose ball into the basket. And Pitcock throws the ball into the hands of Janiyah Mathis. And up ahead to Hallie Shields. Shields got an open lane. Going to put up the shot. Misses. And rebound by Mallory. Up ahead, Rowan's wide open. Lays it up and in for two. And we're tied at 6-6. And she'll bring the ball up the court. Going to fire up a three. Oh, rim rattler won't go. And it's going to be out of bounds. I'm going to say it went off of one of the Lady Bulldogs, so the Cubs will retain possession. And we're going to get a timeout on the court taken by Coach Daniel Zika. A 30-second timeout. And so we'll be back after we hear 30 seconds from the sports friends.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Sidell Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC, experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Branham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
And back to go. Carmen McWilliams will inbound the ball. And over to Antiana Lang. Back over to Shield. Shield trying to find an open. Oh, and she gets tripped up. And a foul call. And so the Cubs, there's four fouls now here in the first quarter on Magnolia, and so they're one more away from being in the penalty. So Cubs taking it from the sideline. And inbound pass to Shield. Ball knocked away. Who's going to end up with it? Jay Powell chases it down. And going to be another foul call, and this should put Magnolia in the penalty. That should be number five. Or did he call that on Brent? Are you kidding me? He called that on Brenham for what? Okay, I know it's the first quarter. I'm really starting to not like this particular referee. And Bulldogs working up the court. Trying to find an open. Crawford goes inside to Pitcock. Pitcock puts it up, misses the shot. And another foul called on Jade Powell. And that is going to send Pitcock to the free throw line. A chance to put Magnolia in front for the first time tonight. And she misses the free throw, which is going to get a cheer from the Brenham fans here in attendance. And Powell will have to come out. Malia Osby will check in. And lane violation called on Magnolia. She had hit the shot, but lane violation called on Magnolia. Or was that against the Cubs? And scoreboard's got it wrong. They've got it. They've got it 9-6. I've got. Oh, now they're correcting. Oh, now they corrected it. And up and in, 4-2. Go the Cubs. And that makes it 8-6. And driving the other way, Rowan puts up the shot. Up and in for two. And we're tied 8-8. Down to a minute left. Shield driving, puts up a shot, and And up and in for three, Hallie Shield. And Hallie Shield with 9 points. And they go inside to Rowan. Rowan drives, put a reverse layup up and in for two, and Rowan now with 6 points. And it's 11-10. Gubbets with a 1 point lead. Got 25 seconds left, so Brenham can play for the last shot here. Shield looking for an open teammate, tried to pass, and that ball stolen away by Rowan. Magnolia with one last shot, lays it up, misses, and rebound by the Cubettes. They've got a chance for one more. Up ahead to Lang. Lang going to drive. Lay it up and in for two. And the Cubettes will go. We end the first quarter. Cubettes lead it 13-10. And back with quarter number two after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries. Any property you see, call EB-979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
And back we go here. We're ready to start quarter number two. Brenham Cubettes and the Magnolia Lady Bulldogs. Brenham leading at 13-10. Cubettes will get the ball and start of the second quarter. Allie Shield top of the key. Already having a big game with 9 points. And Vanfiana Lang firing up a three and misses. And we're going to get a foul called on Yasmin Gaines. And yeah, she did. It was inadvertent, but yeah, that instance, yeah, she did. There was a foul. And so Magnolia bringing the ball up the court. And Crawford will drive, and ball stolen away by the Cubettes. McWilliams trying to get a hold of it and couldn't, and now coming up with it is Lizzie Mowry. Mowry back the other way, drives the lane, misses the layup. And Cubettes come away, and loose ball, and McWilliams wide open. Gonna drive, misses the layup, and she's gonna be fouled on the play by Landry Pitcock. Pitcock coming in from the backside. And so Carmen McWilliams is gonna get a chance to go to the free throw line. And it's the first one. Nice, good form, good technique there by Carmen on that free throw. And we'll see if she can knock another one down here. And there's the second one. And Cubettes lead it 15-10 now over Magnolia. Crawford drives, will pass back out to Pitcock, and over to Mowry. Mowry being guarded by McWilliams, and now they give the ball over to Crawford. And Crawford over to Rowan. Pitcock setting a pick. And now Mowry drives back out top to Crawford. Trying to go inside, ball stolen away by Lang. Empty on a lane drive and puts up the shot, misses. And pick up, got the rebound, missed, and shot put up. And in, let's see, who was, I'm trying to see who hit that. That was, I want to say that was Janiyah Mathis that hit the shot. And we're going to get time. It makes it 17-10. And now Magnolia wants a 30-second timeout, so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 30 seconds from the sports friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
And back we go here as the Cubettes are leading Magnolia 17-10. Magnolia now working the ball up the court. And it's Lizzie Mallory with the basketball. Goes in the corner to Anna Crawford, fires up a two-pointer, misses. And Magnolia gets her own rebound, and then throws the ball away. And so that will belong to the Cubettes. And we got a timeout. Wait a minute. Okay. Well, and she'll walk in the tightrope on the score line, puts up the shot, and draws the foul. And so Hallie Shield going to the free throw line. Misses the first attempt. And we're going to get a substitution. Pitcock will come back in, and Carson Camput briefly checked in, is back out again. And Shield misses both free throws. And so it'll be Magnolia basketball. They bring the ball up the court. We've got 5:44 left to go here in the third quarter. Cubettes lead at 17-10. And Rowan puts up the shot, and foul called on Brenham. And so that's going to send Emma Rowan to the free throw line. Rowan, leading scorer for Magnolia so far with 6 points. And she hits the first one. And hits them both. And loose ball scramble on the floor. Cubettes come up with it. Carmen McWilliams drives. His foul on the play by Lizzie Mallory. And so that'll send McWilliams to the free throw line. Clock stop with 5:29 left to play. Cubettes leading at 17-12. And McWilliams at the line. And she hit it. And McWilliams is going to get another shot here. And this is the second one. And lane violation, so they're called against Magnolia, so McWilliams is going to get another shot at it. They entered the lane too early. And hits it. So Carmen McWilliams now with 4 points. And it's 19-12. Cubettes lead with 5:20 left to go in the second quarter. And Magnolia with the basketball. Crawford trying to get it into Pitcock. Pitcock being heavily guarded by Jade Powell. And now driving the lane. And nice shot block there by Powell. They'll go under the floor, and they're going to call Powell for traveling. She came down with the ball, but unfortunately, a little too much feet movement. And so Magnolia will get the ball underneath her own basket with 5 minutes left to play here in the first half. Cubettes with a 19-12 lead in this playoff game, or play-in game, I should say. I'll get it right one of these days. And driving the lane, pass the ball back out, is rolling over to Mowry. And reminder, in high school, no shot clock, so they can go as long as they want, passing the ball around. And need as much time as they want to. And it's Nia Sasser who's in the game now. She drives, puts the ball up, misses, and rebound. They get it over to Pitcock. Pitcock drives, puts it up and in. Landry Pitcock with her second basket of the game, and it's down 19-14. Still going to work the ball up for the Cubettes. McWilliams trying to get open. Still going to drive. Finds an open slot. Lays it. Misses the shot. Thought she had that one, and just couldn't quite get it to fall. Now back over to Pitcock. On the other end, Sasser drives, and Sasser misses, rebound. We're going to struggle for the ball, and Powell comes away with it. Nice job by Jade. And McWilliams, top of the key, gives it to Shield. Powell trying to set a pick for her. Shield being heavily guarded thereby, and Sasser knocked the ball away, but it's referee right on top of there, saying that it was knocked out by Magnolia. And so checking back into the game is going to be Antiana Lang. And, oh, I missed that. Jalayla Hancock was in there, but Jalayla going to go back to the bench. So we got Mathis, Powell, and Lang, and McWilliams and Shield in the game for the Cubettes. And she'll try the inbound pass knocked away. So now McWilliams is going to try to inbound it for the Cubettes. And they give it to Powell. Back out. McWilliams going to fire up a three. Misses. And rebound by Rowan. Magnolia back the other way wanting to run with it. Rowan fires up a two. Misses. Sasser puts up a shot. And a foul called. That'll be on the Cubettes. And that's going to send Sasser to the free throw line. And Sasser misses the first one. And it's the second one. And so it's down 19-15. 3:21 left to play here in the first half. Cubettes bring the basketball up the court. Shield being guarded by Rowan. Now they switch off on Sasser. And they're going to call an offensive foul on Antiana Lang. I don't know what he was looking at. And so Magnolia with the basketball. Got 3 minutes left to play here in the first half. And driving to Sasser, puts a shot up and in for two. And we're down to a two-point game. 19-17. Now that's just got to stay foul. And Rowan steals the basketball, lays it up and in for two. And Rowan now with 10 points. And we're tied 19-19. With 2:38 left to play in the half. McWilliams with the basketball. Has the ball knocked away by Sasser. And it's going to be out on the Cubettes. So Magnolia basketball. And Rowan will work the ball up the court for Magnolia. They got a chance to take the lead on this possession. Rowan got to fire up a three offline and recovered by Sasser. Back to Rowan. Rowan misses the layup. Pitcock comes down with the rebound. And we're going to get another foul. And that is going to send Pitcock to the line. It is Pitcock going to be shooting. And she misses the first one. And so she'll get one more opportunity. And misses both of them. And Cubettes come down with a rebound. Lang over to McWilliams. McWilliams at the top of the key. As Hancock's back in the game. McWilliams puts up a shot, misses, and rebound goes out to Hallie Scheel. Scheel now somehow manages to stay in possession of the ball. Fires up a three, misses. And a rebound by Pitcock. And back the other way comes Magnolia. Rowan puts up the shot, misses, gets her own rebound, puts it up, misses again. And rebound by the Cubs. Fast break. Scheel, she can get past. She got cut off by Crawford. Now going to fire up a three. Rebound and won't go. And Rowan out, beat Hancock with the rebound. And Scheel trying to go for the steal and going to get called for the foul. Still pleading her case. She was just going for the ball. And that's going to send Rowan to the free throw line. And Rowan clanked the first one. By the way, clock stopped with 1:07 left to go till halftime. We're still tied 19-19. And Pitcock going to sit down, and Camp comes back in. And she hits the second one. So it's now 20-19. Magnolia with a one-point lead, and Coach Daniel Zika is going to call a timeout. And he wants a full timeout, so we'll take it with him and be back. This time, let's hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Back we go. We've got 1:03 left to play here in the second quarter. Magnolia leading the Cubettes 20-19. And Cubette basketball, Hallie Scheel working the ball up the court. And Scheel with McWilliams, Hancock, Lang, and Mathis. And Scheel stops, gives the ball up to Mathis. Back to Scheel. Steele going to put up the jumper, misses, and a rebound by Camp. Magnolia back the other way. Rowland puts up the shot, misses it, rebound, and comes with a basketball. And Shield trying to get up ahead and cut off by Rowan. And now just inside the three-point arc, misses, and rebound by Antiana Lang. Lang puts up the shot, misses, but she's going to draw the foul. And that should send Lang to the line to shoot two. And that'll be on Camper, first foul there. And Lang going to the line. Or did they call that on? I think they call that on Lang. Or, I mean, on Camp. And Lang with her first one. She misses the shot. But she could still tie it if she hits this one. As Pitcock will check back in. And Lang hits the second one. And we're tied 20-20 with 15 seconds left to play. Magnolia will get the last shot. Sasser fires up a three, misses. Well, Cubettes come down with it. They got it. And ball stolen away. Up and in for two is Anna Crawford. And Magnolia leads it 22-20. Jill's got a shot. And didn't get it off anyway. And she missed it. And so we go into the locker room at halftime. It is Magnolia leading the Cubettes 22-20. And back with a halftime report after we send you back to the studios. And let's hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham. Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Thrivin Financial, see agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays, and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
All right, we welcome you back here to the Navasota High School Gymnasium. Doug Brown with you on this Friday evening as the Brenham Cubettes taking on Magnolia in this play-in game for the playoffs. Both teams, as we said, tied for fourth. And Cubettes actually jumped out to a lead in the first quarter, and we're leading 13-10. But then Magnolia came back and outscored them 12-7 in that second quarter to take a 2-point lead into the locker room in half. It's 22-20, Magnolia with the lead. Leading scorers for the Cubettes, Hallie Shield with 9 points. Got Antiana Lang with 5, Carmen McWilliams with 4, and Janiah Mathis with 2. And meanwhile, for Magnolia, got Emma Rowan as their leading scorer with 11 points. And then they've got Landry Pitcock with four, Nia Sasser with three, and then 2 points each from Anna Crawford and Michelle Salas. And so that's where we stand right now here at the half. Of course, both these teams looking to get into the playoffs, where they will get Colleen Chaparral, which is the new school over there, Colleen ISD. And that'll be in the first round of the playoffs, which will be either Monday or Tuesday. It's going to be either Monday or Tuesday of next week. And so we'll keep you up to date on that. If the Cubettes do get in, we'll keep you up to date on that. And meanwhile, here at the gym, everybody, the teams are in the locker room at halftime trying to regroup. Cubettes got off to a good start and then kind of went into some shooting lulls. Some of that kind of blame on the referees a little bit, because they were some really questionable calls. But one thing they've got to learn in the second half, put that behind them and just keep going. You can't let it get inside your head. You got to keep going and fight if they want to get this playoff, get into the playoffs here. But still in good shape. As we said, just a 2-point deficit. And just kind of see if we can overcome that here in the second half. Meanwhile, we got more to come here in halftime. But first, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, financial advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
Back we go as we continue with the halftime report. And, of course, college basketball. We got a big slate of games coming up tomorrow. And speaking of which, tomorrow we're going to be out at the Cruzy Center, where the Blinn Buccaneers Blinn Buccaneer women are going to be in action, as they've got a huge conference game against Trinity Valley. It's always been a great rivalry over the years. And that one will get underway at 2 o'clock, 1:45 pregame here on KWHI. And meanwhile, NCAA men's basketball, you got TCU at number 14, Iowa State. That one's going to get underway at 1 o'clock. West Virginia at Texas at 2 o'clock. South Florida and Rice at 2. Also, too, you got Stephen F. Austin at UD Arlington. 3 o'clock, it's number 5, Houston at Cincinnati. Central Florida at number 23, Texas Tech. And you got East Carolina, UT San Antonio. And then coming up at 4 o'clock, you got Ball State and Texas State. Texas A&M Corpus Christi at McNeese. 5 o'clock, number 13 Baylor, number 4 Kansas. And then tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, you got number 6 Tennessee at Texas A&M. And we'll have that one for you right here on KWHI's 6:30 Aggie pregame. And rounding out the night, New Mexico State at UTEP at 8 o'clock. And then one game on Sunday, North Texas at SMU. They're going to play at 1 o'clock. Man, that's got to suck. Those guys playing, making them guys play on Super Bowl Sunday. Well, it's a 1 o'clock start time, so theoretically they should be done in order to get back in time for the big game. And then on the girls' side tomorrow, look at some bigger games. You got number 22 West Virginia at number 18 Baylor at 2 o'clock. SMU and North Texas, that one's also at 2 o'clock. Number 7 Texas at TCU, that'll be at 4 o'clock. Tulsa at Rice at 5. And Central Florida at Texas Tech at 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, Texas A&M Lady Aggies will be at Kentucky Sunday afternoon at 3. And the two teams that come back on the court, we're ready for the second half of action. We'll have that for you, but first let's send you back to the studios one more time, and let's hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at KorthandLinkyWelding.com.
Awards and More, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions. Changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, service and fabrication, gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
All right, we've got the third quarter. Magnolia leading 22-20. And Magnolia get the ball to start the second half. It is Landry Pitcock with the basketball. Goes it over to Mia Sasser and now to Anna Crawford. Crawford driving, being guarded, and she's going to get called for traveling. Good defense there by Jade Powell. Comets with their same starter, with all five of the starters back in. Yasmin Gaines, Hallie Shield, Carmen McWilliams, Antiana Lang, and Jade Powell. And so Comets with the basketball here. See if we can sink one and tie it back up again. And Shield going to Antiana Lang. Lang drives, puts up the shot, and Lang going to get called for traveling. Yeah, that one, begrudgingly, yeah, that was the right call there. And Magnolia with the basketball. Sasser will go to Crawford. And ball knocked away. They're going to say it was out on McWilliams. And so it'll be Magnolia basketball underneath their own basket. Going, drives, puts up a shot, and a block by Powell, and she's going to get called for the foul. Powell felt like she got all ball there. And so that is going to send Rowan to the line. And she hits it. Now, unlike her teammates, Rowan's actually been pretty solid from the free throw line this evening. Her other teammates have struggled. And so now Powell is going to have to come out. Jalayla Hancock will step in. And Rowan hits both of her free throws. Gives her 13 points. And it's a 24-20 lead for Magnolia. Here in the third quarter, we're just in the way with the second half. And Lang driving, going to put up the shot, and rim rattler won't go. And nice rebound there underneath by Hancock. And it's going to be Cubette basketball. We got knocked out of bounds by Magnolia, and so Shield. Well, inbounds it to Lang. Lang drives, puts it up and in for two. And Antiana Lang with 7 points. Nice job there by the sophomore. Back the other way goes Sasser over to Pitcock. Pitcock, a loose, now she gets it back, puts up the shot, misses, and Lang knocked the ball in the hands of Hancock. And now over to Yasmin Gaines. Gaines going to run the ball up the court. And now she's going to stop and set the offense. Gaines looking, going to Lang. Lang drives and now going to get cut off by Pitcock. And ball stolen away as she tried to get it to Shield. And Crawford snuck in there and got it. And now Mowry drives, gives it off to Pitcock, who puts it up, misses. Loose ball, rebound by the Cubettes, and up to Gaines. Two on one, and Gaines drives, and gonna get a foul called. About time we got one in our direction. And so Yasmin Gaines will go to the free throw line. Gaines is a junior this year. And misses the first free throw. Let's see if she can get at least one of them. And misses them both. Rebound by Crawford. We have 5:40 left to play in the third quarter. Magnolia leading 24-22. Sasser passes out to Pitcock. And ball knocked out of bounds by Shield. And so it'll be Mowry with the basketball. Over to Sasser. Sasser drives. They're going to call a foul. I think McWilliams is going to argue that she just tripped over her own feet. Personally, that's what I thought, too. I thought she is. Now they inbound it to Rowan, and Rowan hits a three. She's got 16 now. It's 27-22. With 5 minutes, 10 seconds left here in the third quarter. They go to Lang. Lang drives, puts it up and in for two. And Antiana Lang now with 9 points. Cuts it back to a three-point game with 5 minutes left to go here in the third. It's 27-24 Magnolia. Sasser passes the ball off. Mowry out to Pitcock. Now over to Rowan. Rowan back out to Sasser. Sasser drives, puts up the shot up and in for two. And Nia Sasser with 5 points in the game now. It's 29-24 Magnolia. 4:30 left to go. Shield with the basketball. She's been stuck on 9 for a while after she got off to a good start. And misses the jumper. And Magnolia with the basketball. And fires up the shot and misses. And a rebound by McWilliams. McWilliams over to Shield. Shield trying to drive. Make something happen. With the layup. And she's going to get fouled by Rowan. And so she will go to the free throw line. And she misses the free throw. And Lang's going to get a break as Mathis comes back in. And she misses them both. McWilliams trying to come down with a rebound. And she's on the court. How is that not a traveling call? She fell down on the court and passed it off, but it should have been a traveling call. That's what Coach Zika is arguing. How was the call on us, but not on them? And it's a timeout taken by Magnolia. It's 3:58 left to go here in the third quarter. We're just going to keep it right here. As Bulldogs leading 29-24. And Gozika wanting an explanation and letting the referee at. It's just, it was the same call and different results. She was clearly on her back when she passed it off. And when it happened to our player, we got called for traveling. It happens to their player, no call. That is just not right. And so it will be Magnolia basketball. And back comes Rowan, lays it up and in for two. And Rowan now with 18 the game, stolen away again. And this time Mowry loses the ball out of bounds. It's now 31-24. Magnolia has increased their lead to 7 points with 3:44. Comets have got to settle down and get back to playing their game. And up ahead to Shield. Shield trying to find an open running lane, and she's going to get fouled on the play. And Shield will go to the line. Hopefully, are they going to say, they're going to say she wasn't shooting? Are you kidding? Really? And inbounds pass to Gaines. Gaines driving a reverse layup, and yes, but Gaines up and in for two. And that cuts it back to a five-point game. It's now 31-26. Comets need a stop. As Rowan, they just let her get and misses the shot. And Shield comes down with a rebound. Full court pressure by Magnolia, and she's going to get bumped by Crawford. And so that'll make it three. It'll make Cubitt basketball. 3:07 left. 31-26. Magnolia with a five-point lead. And they're going to call him. And they're going to call a violation of Shields. She held on to the ball too long. And they pass it over. Magnolia with the basketball. Driving the lens. Crawford misses the shot. Sasser puts up the shot, and she's going to draw a foul. And that one going to be called on McWilliams. And so Sasser to the free throw line. Clock stop with 2:43 left to play here in the third. And Sasser nails it. And hits them both. And Sasser with 7 points now. And it's now a 33-26 lead for Magnolia. And inside goes Hancock. Puts it up and in. Jalela Hancock for two. And she gets on the board for the first time tonight. That's what you got to do when one source of scoring dries up. Find another. And Rowan drives, puts it up for two, and draws the foul. That'll give Rowan 20 points and a trip to the line. And she hits it. And that now makes it a 36-28 game. Gaines with the basketball over to Shield. Shield going inside to Mathis. Mathis puts up the shot, misses. And Rowan's right there with a rebound. And they get it up ahead to Mowry. Mowry over to Sasser, back in the corner. And putting up the shot is Rowan, missing. And rebound by Mowry. Back to Rowan. Rowan puts a shot, misses. Rebound this time. It's Hancock that comes down with it. And in the hands of Carmen McWilliams. Mm-hmm. And McWilliams going to Hancock. Hancock couldn't handle the basketball. And it is going to be Magnolia running up the court over to Rowan. Rowan in the corner. Mowry for three. Misses and rebound by Gaines. Gaines moves the ball up and was trying to go to Mathis and overthrew her. And Antiana Lang going to come back in for Hancock as the ball went out of bounds. Well, the way the ball is sliding around out there, you think they're playing a game of hot potato instead of basketball. As we're down to a minute left to go here in the third quarter. Magnolia with a 36-28 lead. Crawford with a basketball. Over to Mowry. And back to Crawford. Over to Sasser. Sasser drives, puts up a shot up and in for two. And that makes it a 10-point game now, 38-28. Shield with the basketball. Pass the ball off to Gaines. Gaines going inside to Lang. Lang puts up the shot. Oh, and it didn't fall. But she is going to get to go to the free throw line. Ready? And she hits the free throw. And it's 38-29. And she makes them both. Gives Lang 11 points to lead the way for the Cubs now. It's 38-30. Still trying to go for the steal. Knocked out of bounds. And still be Magnolia ball. And 2.9 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Inbounds pass to Sasser. Walked all over the place. And they're going to call her for traveling finally, but it really doesn't matter because it's only 0.4 seconds left. Not enough time really to get a shot off. And that'll be the end of the third quarter with our score. Magnolia leads it 38-30. We go to the final quarter of play after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friend.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available. 319 South Austin.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center, quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
And back we go here. We have reached the fourth quarter. And it is Magnolia leading the Brenham Cubettes 38-30 in this playoff match, or play-in game. Hallie Shield driving the other way. Puts up a shot, misses, and rebound by Magnolia. And it's Rowan in the corner. And she's all but... And this time he actually called it the right way. She was on the floor trying to call a timeout. And finally the ref gives her a traveling call on it. That's the third time it's happened in this game. First time that they've actually got it right. And Comets with the basketball. Shield over to Gaines. Gaines going to Lang. And trying to go inside to McWilliams. And back out to Gaines. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Magnolia. As it'll be Comet basketball. Pass, and Crawford just ran over Gaines. And inbounds pass to Shield, back out to Mathis. Mathis drives, puts up the shot, and going to draw a foul. Come back here is doable for the Cubs, but they've got to start making some shots and also getting some stops on defense. As Denai Mathis will go to the free throw line. And this is the first one. Mathis at 5'10 freshman. And Camp will check out and Pitcock will come back in for the Lady Bulldogs. And she misses both free throws. Loose ball on the court. Comes, it's Magnolia coming away with it. And they work it around to Mowry. Mowry back out to Pitcock. And Sasser back to Pitcock. Back to Sasser. Over to Rowan. Going inside. Pitcock drives. Puts up a shot. That's a block! That was all ball. And they just called a foul on Mathis. Bad call there. One of many that this particular ref has made tonight. As Pitcock goes to the free throw line. And she hits it. That'll make it 39-30. And this is the second free throw, and Gaines comes down with it. And they give it over to Lang. Lang drives the lane, puts up the shot. And Pitcock going for the block, and she's going to get called for a foul. So now the shoe's on the other foot. And Lang will go to the free throw line. Clock stop with 6:37 left to play. Comets trailing 39-30. And Lang makes the free throw. That'll give her 12. And this is the second one, and Sasser comes down with a rebound for Magnolia. So it's an 8-point ball game with 6.5 minutes left. And Pitcock out to Crawford. And Sasser with the basketball. Work it around to Mowry. Mowry in the corner to Pitcock. And over to Crawford. Back out to Rowan. And over to Mowry. Mowry drives back out to... And I think I see the strategy here for Magnolia. Since there's no shot clock. They're just trying to run the... And not, they're going to say Magnolia knocked it out of bounds, but... I think what Magnolia's trying to do with this lead here is run the clock, run as much clock off as they can, cutting the chances for the Cubettes to try to come back here. And Brenham with the basketball, Allie Shield. She's been stuck on nine since, yet she had 9 points in the first quarter and hasn't been able to get in yet since then. And shot put up and missed. And a foul called on Magnolia. And Carmen McWilliams will go to the free throw line. And Nick Williams hits the first one. That'll give her five in the game. And she makes them both. And that'll cut the lead down to six. It's now 39-33. Magnolia with the basketball now. Crawford top of the key. Trying to go to Rowan. Rowan drives, puts up the shot, misses. And we're going to get a foul call on the Cubettes. It's going to be on Langham, so that'll send Rowan to the free throw line. And for Langham, that's four on her. And Jade Powell now going to come in as Rowan hits the free throw. Emma Rowan now with 22 points. She is the leads all scorers in the game. Powell going to come in for Mathis, and she hits the another free throw, and it's now 40-33, Magnolia. And Yasmin Gaines with the basketball. Gaines going to drive. Puts up a wild shot, misses. And rebound by Rowan. Rowan loses the basketball, and Langham saved it, but unfortunately right back to Magnolia. And Crawford with the basketball over to Rowan. Rowan drives. And we're going to get a foul called on Brenham. Not a shooting foul, so Magnolia will get underneath their own basket. And Rowan out to Mowry. Mowry to Sasser. And Crawford looking out on the perimeter around to Camp and now over to Crawford. Loses the basketball and Powell comes down with it. Jade Powell driving, and she will put the shot up, misses, rebound, and Lang put it up, and is going to draw a foul. And so Lang will go to the free throw line. And she hits it. That'll make it a 41-34 game. And we got a timeout taken by Coach Daniel Zika. And he wants a full timeout. And so we'll take it with him and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552 for clean, affordable toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
All right, as we come back here, and Lang will have another free throw opportunity. And she hit it. That'll give Antioch 14 points in the game as the Cubettes trail at 41-35. We got 4:13 left to play here in the fourth quarter of this play-in game. We're coming to you from Navasota High School. Duck Brown with you on the radio. And Magnolia with the basketball is rolling. Put them a wild shot, misses, and coming down with it. And it was Ryan came down with it, and Sasser came right behind her and picked her pocket. And Rowan puts up the shot, misses. Rebound by Sasser. And Rowan come away with it. And that's another thing, too, if the Cubettes don't rally here, that you can look back on, is Magnolia has been outworking them on the boards. And Antiana Lang will get called for the foul there, and that's going to be number 5. And so her night is over. And so now checking in the game is Jade Powell. And that's a huge loss for the Cubettes because Lang has been the team's leading scorer tonight with 14 points. And so Powell's already in. Jalayla Hancock checking back in. And inbound pass to Rowan. Rowan drives and a whistle, and they're going to call offensive foul on Magnolia. And so they will turn the ball over. It'll belong to the Cubettes with 3:30 left to play. Cubettes trailing by 6 here. See if they can get a basket cut into this lead. And she'll try to go up to Powell. Powell inside the Gaines. And Gaines is going to get... She was fouled. Are they going to call traveling on that? And another substitution. It looks like they're putting Camp in for defense and Pitcock in for offense. And ball stolen away by Hancock and stolen back by... Now loose ball is going to end up in the hands of Jade Powell. Powell drives, puts it up and in for 2. And Jade gets her first basket of the night. That cuts it to a 4-point game, 41-37. And up ahead, Shield on Sasser. Shield going for the steal. That's going to get stolen away by Powell. Jade Powell back the other way. Lays it up and in for 2. And we're down to a 2-point game. The Brenham fans are standing. And now Magnolia wants a timeout. Yeah, let's see if this is going to be a full or a 30. And it's going to be a 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it right here as the Cubettes battling back now. They were down by as much as 10, and now they have cut it down to a 2-point lead. No, now they've switched to a full. So with a full timeout on the court, we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Bank of Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Skavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Back we go. We got 2:25 left to play. Cubettes trailing now just 41-39. And Sasser drives for Magnolia. Puts up the shot. Misses. And a rebound by Powell. Powell back the other way for the Cubettes. And now she's going to pass the ball off to Gaines. Over to Shield. Allie Shield, top of the key. Now she's going to drive. Got an open look at the basket. Up and in for two, and we're tied. Allie Shield now with 11 points. It's 41-41. 1:50 left to go in regulation. Back the other way goes Rowan. Passes out to Mowry. Mowry misses. Ball tipped and scoots around over to Rowan. And Rowan now top of the key. Being guarded by Gaines. Rowan drives, puts the shot, misses. Sasser with a rebound, puts it up, and draws a foul. And they're going to get Hancock for that one. She missed the shot, but the referee bails her out. And so Mia Sasser going to go to the line. And hits the first one. That'll give her 10 points off that Magnolia bench. And puts the Bulldogs back in front, 42-41. And she hit them both. And it's now 43-41 as Gaines. And Gaines going to get fouled by Crawford. And let's see if we got enough for a penalty. Yep, I think we do. And Yasmin Gaines going to go to the line now. Let's see if she can convert. Clock has stopped with 1:29 left to go here in the fourth quarter. And she hits it. Makes it a one-point game. And let's see if she can tie it back up. She missed the second one. Still a one-point game as Magnolia bringing the basketball up. Full court pressure by the Cubettes. Sasser over to Pitcock. Being guarded by Powell. And they work the ball around. Over to Crawford. Crawford to Mowry. And almost lost the basketball. Sasser came up with it. We're down to less than a minute now. Sasser driving, passes the ball out. And Rowan with the basketball back to Crawford. Back to Rowan. Sasser back to Rowan. They're running the clock down to 40 seconds. Gubbins may have to just foul somebody here because they're not shooting. They're just trying to run. They're trying to just run the clock out and finally... Shield has to foul with 32 seconds. And for Hallie Shield, that is foul number 5. And Shield will sit down. She finishes the night with 11 points. And Janiyah Mathis will check in. And Anna Crawford goes to the free throw line. 32.6 seconds left in the game. She hits it. And back up to a two-point lead. And she hits them both. 45-42. Carmen McWilliams with a basketball. McWilliams going to drive the other way, puts up a shot, and is going to get knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Cubette basketball. Brenham fans wanting a foul call, and now Coach Zika is going to take a timeout. And let's see if this is going to be a full or a 30. And he just wants a 30-second. So we'll keep it right here. We got 24.3 seconds left on the clock. Brenham trailing by 3, 45-42. Season on the line for both of these teams. Magnolia trying to beat Brenham for the third time this season. And this so far has been the closest of any of the three games they've played against each other. Brenham basketball. And inbound to McWilliams. McWilliams fires up a three, misses. Rebound by Hancock. Hancock puts it up and in for two. And so it's 45-44. Got a foul here. Got 10 seconds. And they get up ahead. And they miss the shot. And Magnolia comes down with it. Foul! And Powell gets the foul with 1 second left on the clock. And that's going to send Crawford to the line. And that is foul number five on Jade Powell. And that will bring in, Janiyah Whitley will check into the game. And that one is missed. She hits the second one. That'll give Crawford 5 points. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Cubettes. With two, they got 1 second left on the clock, trailing by two. Cubettes are going to need a miracle to win this thing. And even if they don't pull it off here tonight, they've had a heck of a game here. That they you can't say that they played their hearts out tonight. And while they aren't completely to blame, the fellas in the striped shirts haven't helped out either tonight. Three of the five starters for the Cubettes have fouled out of the game. That should tell you something right there. And so it'll be Janiyah Mathis throwing it in. And gets it in, and loose ball, and that's it. And that's the ball game. Magnolia wins it 46-44, your final score. As they tried for the inbounds pass, and Magnolia's defense kept it away, and that is going to do it for the season for the Cubettes. They will finish the year 19-18, and Magnolia beats them for the third time. This one has got to sting the most, though, because this was by far the closest of the three games. Well, we're going to send you back to the studios, and when we come back, we'll wrap things up here from Navasota. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cole Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken and all the fixings. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham voted Reader's Choice Best Pizza and Wings in the area. Located on Highway 290 West next to Flamingo Ranch.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Visit Glasgow Stone and Landscape Supply for all of your stone, landscape, and plant supplies. Located on Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegger Toyota. 1515 Highway 290 West and at TegerToyota.com.
All right, as we come back here, your final score, Magnolia wins at 46-44. Second half there, Magnolia won the third quarter 16-10, and Brenham came back, won the fourth quarter 14-8, but just wasn't quite enough. Rough night. But Emma Rowan for Magnolia, big night for her as she had 23 points. And then also Nia Sasser, 11 points to lead the way for Magnolia. For the Cubettes, it was Antiana Lang with 14 points, Hallie Scheel with 11 points to lead the way for Brenham. And so Brenham finishes the year 19 and 18 overall. And Magnolia now goes into the playoffs as the number four seed. They'll take on Colleen Chaparral in the first round. And I actually had Miss Sasser come over here. Miss Rowan come over here and thank me for coming out and doing the game tonight, even though I'm not for their side. So I thought that was pretty nice of that young lady. And so we'll wish them the best of luck and move on to softball season, and we'll have Brenham Cubettes softball coming up for you this Tuesday night as the Cubettes open up their season against Caldwell. That'll be a 6 o'clock pregame, or no, 6 o'clock start time, 5:35 pregame. But tomorrow we got Blinn Buccaneer women's basketball, big game between the Bucks and Trinity Valley, and that is a 2 o'clock start time, 1:45 pregame here on KWHI. Well, that's going to do it for us here from Navasota. I want to thank Coach Tommy Gates and the good folks here at Navasota High School for all their hospitality this evening. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to the sports friends who make our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night. Oh, and thanks to Haas back at the board, working the board for me tonight. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.